It's here and now. Scientists on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change today use their strongest words yet to describe how human activity is affecting the Earth's atmosphere and oceans, predicting a world that might be up to almost 5 degrees warmer by the end of the century. As T.S. Eliot wrote, some say the world will end in fire. But our next guest says, because of global warming and human interaction with the ocean, it will end in jellyfish. Lisa Ann Gershwin is one of a handful of jellyfish experts in the world. She says jellyfish are displacing penguins in Antarctica, crashing the world's fisheries, possibly starving the whales to extinction, gumming up nuclear power plants, cooling systems. They've even caused a national power outage in the Philippines, and brought down 3 national economies. Her new book is Stung: On Jellyfish Blooms and the Future of the Ocean. And Lisa Ann Gershwin joins us via Skype from Australia. Welcome.
Good day. How are you going?
If I didn't have enough to worry about, they also kill people, you remind us. And we spent several hours in an emergency room in August when a friend was stung off Martha's Vineyard here in New England. She's going to be fine, but could you briefly describe the sting of the Urukandji there in northern Australia?
Yeah, the Urukandji is really amazing. They're tiny little animals about the size of a peanut, and their tentacles are as fine as cobwebs and 100 times their body length. And the sting doesn't really hurt very much most of the time. You barely even feel it on the skin, but then you get these unbelievable symptoms that can be life-threatening. Intense pain, cramps, spasms, nausea, vomiting, difficulty breathing, and some cases very severe hypertension. So it's not a laughing matter. It's very serious.
No.
And they sting a fair few people and they hospitalize hundreds of people a year.
And they're traveling. They've been seen off the coast of Florida. You also described the box jellyfish. You will die within 2 minutes after their sting. So there's that concern. But why are they destroying the ocean?
Well, that's the thing. Most people think of jellyfish and they think of stings. But the bigger problem really is what they're doing to the oceans. Or I should say, the way they're reacting to what we're doing to the oceans. So we're disturbing the ocean environments, and jellyfish are the visible indicator of that disturbance, but they're also the inheritor and the driver of the ecosystems becoming much worse. So it's a very strange thing that they're doing, and we're only really starting to understand it.
Well, for instance, you say we build man-made structures, oil rigs, for instance, out in the middle of the ocean. That's where they love to lay eggs. But how else is a human interaction with the ocean enabling the jellyfish to better take over the ocean?
Well, it's really amazing. Warmer water stimulates them to grow faster and breed more and eat more. Lower oxygen is deadly for other species, but jellyfish aren't fazed by it, and they can even store oxygen in their jelly tissues so that they can go into areas where there's no oxygen, and they do just fine. So these coastal areas that are becoming dead zones are inhabited by jellyfish more than just about anything else.
In fact, you say scientists are now talking about the jellification of the oceans. They're living in these dead zones, but also creating them because of the way they consume other fish. This ties in with how they've been taking down economies. Talk about what happened in the Black Sea.
Ah, the Black Sea was just amazing. So this species of jellyfish called Nemeopsis was introduced accidentally in ballast water, which ships use to stabilize when they're shipping. And within just a few years of its introduction, Nemeopsis had eaten everything in the Black Sea and was now 95% of the biomass in the Black Sea. It had eaten the eggs and larvae of everything else, and it had eaten the plankton that those larvae would eat. And this double whammy of predation and competition is exactly how jellyfish are getting the upper hand in some of these disturbed ecosystems around the world. You look out and it's beautiful and you don't see them, and then all of a sudden, whammo, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and as you say, this is in combination with what man has been doing. Waste like plastic bags and fishing nets is wiping out jellyfish predators like sea turtles. Man has also been overfishing in certain areas, removing other predators. But Lisa Ann Gershwin, what to do about this? Because you say at the end of your book, adapt. Is that all we can do? Adapt to the fact that the jellyfish might take over the ocean? Isn't there something before then?
Well, it's a really interesting question, and probably not one with a really clear answer. I personally think that we do have a choice in how quickly we let it all go to hell. You know, I think if we feel strongly enough about it and we stand up and raise some hell and say, absolutely not, we do not want that to be our legacy, then I think we can probably slow down the progression, or well, maybe slow down the progression of how badly we've damaged the ecosystems in the oceans. And we don't usually think about overfishing and pollution and warming water and low oxygen and ocean acidification all in the same breath. But jellyfish are just reacting to that. They're taking advantage of a good situation.
And by the way, acidification, that's runoff and fertilizer and such, more acid in the ocean, so the shellfish are being destroyed because of that. There's no way, though, short of stopping those problems that you listed, is there another way to, well, actually, you suggest maybe if we tried eating jellyfish so that we would remove some of them that way.
Well, it's true. At least it would give the fish a chance. But I'm not sure that that's actually enough to solve the problem, because taking out a bunch of jellyfish just leaves us with a whole lot of nothing that still damaged ecosystems. So I think we need to really look at this and really think hard about developing ways to live in harmony with the ocean. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound like some, you know, freaky, you know, greeny beatnik person or something, because I'm not. What exactly do we plan to do when the ocean isn't giving us what we need from it anymore?
It's just giving us jellyfish. Dr. Lisa Ann Gershwin, a marine biologist who studies jellyfish, her new book, Stung, on Jellyfish Blooms and the Future of the Ocean. I see a horror movie literally on screen of the book in our future. Lisa, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Pleasure. Anytime. You take care.
And by the way, you can go to hearnow.org to read an excerpt from her book. Also, I mentioned at the beginning, I quoted T.S. Eliot saying, some say the world will end in fire. Of course, it's Robert Frost. We love our listeners. You're listening to Hear Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.